Welcome to another episode of
Pride the Podcast.
Yay! Merry Christmas, y'all. You are all invited to our exclusive holiday party. So get your drinks and get ready to get Christmassy with Pride.
We were born to fly. It's Pride, bitch.
Think I only want you under my mistletoe. I might change your contact. It has a huge.
Okay, people, welcome back to a brand new episode of Pride the Podcast.
Hello.
You're online with the Big D, Daddy D. You know the story. Darrell. And who else are we with? Who else am I with? I hear somebody, Who's the
This is Mr. Braden Bradley.
I'm Ashley Mitchell.
I'm Adam Andrews.
I'm Aya Onike Cummings.
And as always, thank you to our friends over at Rehab Entertainment, Teresa and John, for bringing us back for a holiday edition. You guys are on air with us as we celebrate our Christmas party. So it's going to be lit. Probably chaotic as usual.
Ho, ho,
but
ho.
Fun as always.
I'm so excited for this episode's guest.
Me too. Who is it?
Us. It me. It's a me.
So I can care about me.
All right. So what's up?
You guys, that was my first intro.
Yes.
Did I do?
I was going to say, I actually like it. No.
I think so, too.
It,
no, I should have said eggnog.
Well, it was kind of sexy.
I thought it was very sexy. I think you were like auditioning for OnlyFans.
Yeah.
They would make you audition.
I'll right. Fix it in post.
Well, I got the...
You got real quiet. And I was
the
like...
haters.
It sometimes be your own Leos. Wow.
You said...
guys. Yeah. It's Christmas.
Danita, it's Christmas.
It's Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho.
So how y'all feeling? Go ahead,
We went to the Astralumina.
We did.
I thought you was going to say Astroglide, and I was just like, what is about to happen?
That's our sponsor for today.
Astroglide.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what's the Astralumina?
I think I borrowed some Astroglide from Adam one time.
Recently. I think it was,
yeah.
20 years
I
ago?
Said, no, recently. Is it water-based?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it has to be. It can't be sticky. You ain't trying to stick to the nigga.
Oh my God. No, there are some that are silicone based. There's water based. There's all kinds of. Don't be nasty. Mm.
There's fruit based. There's soy based.
If it ain't spit, it ain't love. Go ahead, Ash. What was you gonna say?
Oh,
she's gonna tell me what the Astralumina was.
Astralumina is a light show of like the solar system,
like the baby Jesus.
No. Just kind of like a like light show, and there was like what was it, like 9 different stations. Mm-hmm. And you just go, and it has like different kinds of like light, like
installations.
Sounds really impactful.
No, shut up. Light installations that like reflected like the solar system, planets, stars, like. And it was really cool, like good photo ops, and you know, it was cool. They sold hot chocolate, boozy hot chocolate, you know, little
Where
snacks.
Where was it?
It was in
the
Queens.
Queens Botanical
When'd
Garden.
You guys go?
We went.
Last Friday.
Yeah, we did.
That's why I wasn't there, because I was in Atlanta.
You were in really Atlanta. Fun. But yeah, it was really fun. And then afterwards, we went and got soup dumplings, which was really good.
Mm-hmm. That was really delicious.
It was a in cute Queens. Little like mm-hmm.
Yeah, right in Jackson Heights.
Uh-huh.
Well, kind not really.
Mm-hmm. Kind of though.
But and then we did Diker Heights.
Yeah.
And
we did that yesterday.
They're known for their like Christmas decorations. People come from all around to see them, and it was fun. Mm-hmm. We grabbed a case of White Claws and walked around.
I have an update on that. So I heard it from a very reliable source. I'm not going to mention names. Because we were wondering, like, what do these people do in this house? Is like, are they doctors or lawyers? Maybe we were, like, discussing that. Mm-hmm. Well, turns out that area pretty much belongs to the Italian mob.
Cool.
Yeah. So it's like
super
a whole,
random.
Yeah, but it's a whole thing. And it's like bad mob. Like, they're gonna come out. I mean, maybe they are. I don't know. But, like, it's not, like, they are, it's just known. It's not like a.
So, like, mob wives live there.
Yeah. So that kind of thing. So
one
that's
day
what
I'll do my big Ange impression for you guys.
Oh, I do it right now.
He said I need it right now.
No, that's
not
Well, Io, you've been doing, you know, impressions, and you've been doing dialects and voices. Didn't you do something recently where you had to do that?
Just a little something.
Tell us about that.
Yeah. Well, my cousin got married this week. I'm just kidding.
I was like, don't play me.
What did you do where you had to do something different than how you talk?
I was in an episode of The Equalizer, but I had one line.
That doesn't matter. I tell you what.
Yeah, who cares?
Who cares? Listen, the first time that you see CoStar and you see your name on the screen, and it is a beautiful thing, and I cannot tell you how proud I am of you.
Yes.
You looked amazing, and yes, you deserve that. So congratulations to you.
Thank you.
We can't wait to see the episode.
You know we're going to throw a party. You know we're extra.
Episode. No, you know what?
You do know we're extra.
You are extra.
You're right. Okay, great.
I was saying,
but you
like,
were
maybe
not an extra.
I was not an
you
extra.
You were not an extra.
You were not an extra. You had your own trailer.
Did you have a stand-in?
Yes, I did.
Isn't that so fun? Okay, we have
she
to talk
was
about
like,
that. I love a stand-in.
She was like, sitting in my seat, and I didn't know who she was. And I was just like standing there, and she was like, oh, do you want your seat? And I was like, if you want to give it to me. And she was like, no, I should give it to you because I'm just a stand-in.
Yeah. When I came out,
it's in your title. Yeah. Stand when I, up on your feet.
Stand up so I can
no shoes.
Fuck out of my way.
That happened when I walked on set. I honestly I knew nothing about things like that. I was afraid. I said, oh, they replaced my black ass. I walked in the Blue Bloods and walked up, and this boy, he's dressed just like me and everything, same color.
She wasn't dressed like me at all. I had to wear a hijab. She was not wearing a hijab.
Oh, well, that's great, because I was freaked out. I said,
she had a sticker on her that was like,
I voted.
Consulate worker. And then it said IO underneath.
I voted.
Oh, wow. Consulate worker. Well, that's exciting. Brayden, what's been going on with you, Santa Claus?
I have just been busy in the workshop.
Santa
has had me on the payroll working overtime.
Go ahead.
That's all I've been doing.
I walked in, and I went to Brayden to visit him the other day. His hair was all over his head. Had all his long thing. He was working, baby.
I had like wrapping paper everywhere, ribbon everywhere.
Everywhere.
Like
glitter. Whatever you can think of.
Raspberry jam. Probably still on the stove.
Yeah.
It's been too much. I'm over Christmas.
Yeah, I'm excited for this jam.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's my jam.
Put it on a bagel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I have bagels at my house.
Yes. That's going
to
be great.
I made homemade bread for you.
I'm going to eat that tonight.
I'm going to have to nuke
said,
that.
I'm not really sure that that bread is going to make it home.
Yeah, no.
That's fair.
They're not ninja stars. They're not fighting. They're blueberry. Did anybody know what I'm talking about?
Yes, no. I do. Charlie's Angels.
Bitch, Ashley, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Charlie's Angels. They're not.
Well, that's very good. Now, fighting. Ashley, over to you.
Very good.
What is going on in your neck of the woods?
I broke in my new purple clogs.
Yes. Adam's just mad he didn't say it.
Yeah.
That's his favorite movie.
Yeah. Mine too. Bitch.
Mine too, bitch.
Anyways, I have nothing going on in my life right now, so.
Well, now's the perfect time of the year to have nothing going on.
Yeah.
It really is.
It really is.
Yeah.
So congrats.
It is what it is. Thanks.
Congrats, yeah.
Yeah. Darrell and I finished watching Evil.
The whole thing?
Mm-hmm. The whole thing.
We will start season 4.
When season 4 starts.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now you got to watch all the Equalizers so that you can start season 4.
Yes, that is actually on our list.
Literally up next.
Because then you'll see Brittany's episode. I have so many unflattering pictures.
I did watch Brittany's episode.
I have so many unflattering pictures from that. And she's like, please destroy those. And I was like, I can't do it.
I will not. I will not.
I was finding some old pictures the other day of me and Brayden and Adam in our first time visiting New York. And they were funny. Brayden left the group chat.
I
brought him right back to it. I said, oh, you must have hit the wrong button. And he said, damn it.
Question for you. Did it bring back all the history, chat history? Or was it a brand new chat for you?
I don't know if we had iPhones back in our day.
No, that was the day.
He's talking about when you left the group chat and then Darrell added you back in. Was the history still there?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah.
No, nice.
Interesting to know.
I've been watching a lot of Christmas movies.
So. Yeah, you have.
Me too.
Tell me more.
She's been giving everybody on Tubi a chance, but you can also find Pride the Series.
Damn.
Not Tubi.
It's actually been a lot of Netflix holiday movies.
What have you watched recently?
Talk to me.
Today I watched, they're actually all kind of old. And by old, I mean like
You watched all three Christmas Princes.
Okay.
I want to watch that.
But it's on my list.
Girl, they're not good girls.
They're
Wait,
so
oh, I know
good.
They're not.
Is it the one with Vanessa? The
Princess
the
Switch?
That's the Switch.
No.
I want to watch that too.
The
it's
Christmas
so good.
Prince okay. trilogy.
Oh.
Is like the first one, she's a fake nanny, but she's also like a gossip reporter.
Okay.
The second one,
who's
they get
married.
Who's
the actress?
Netflix bitch.
Nobody. She's nobody.
She's a nobody. Yeah.
Everybody's a somebody.
But she's always welcome on the pod.
She, yeah. like me, has had one line on The Equalizer. I don't know who she is.
Oh my God.
Is that the one where she's like a hotelier's daughter?
No.
Okay.
This one is she goes.
That's the Vanessa Hudgens.
I think that's
she's
the,
a gossip. No. She works for a gossip rag and she gets a job undercover as a nanny for this royal family.
Yes,
and like
yes.
The girl, the sister has some kind of disability. She uses crutches and she's a child and she's her nanny. And she starts to fall for the prince. But the sister realizes that she's a reporter. But instead of reporting her, she ends up blackmailing her.
Ooh.
And ends up liking her for her brother. So then she like starts to conspire with her to like.
I feel.
What movie are you talking about?
The Christmas.
My life story.
Oh, right.
My life story.
I was like, wait, what are we talking about right now?
And then the second one, they're getting married, and there's probably an obstacle. And the third one, they're having a baby.
There's probably an obstacle.
Oh, I remember.
The obstacle
is. It turns out that the prince is adopted, so he doesn't necessarily have claim to his throne.
I have seen this.
And then the third one, she's having a baby, and they're trying to like make amends with this made-up Chinese country.
Okay,
that's
well. Today I watched the Holiday Rush.
I thought you were gonna say Holiday Heart.
That one was in 2019.
Oh, Heart.
It has
Holiday
like Sonequa Martin-Green and
you made that name up. I don't know who that is.
You do. She was in The Walking Dead. As Sasha, she was in the new Star Trek. I don't know. There's a lot of new
there was
Star Trek.
Black people in like a TV show.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
The new Star. There's like four of them.
I've only watched the J.J. Abrams movies.
Oh yeah, yeah. No. If you saw a picture of her, you'd be like, oh, her.
Okay.
And then I forgot the actor's name, but he was in like 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Romany Malco.
Yes.
Oh,
right?
You watched the black one.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just, when you said black and 40-Year-Old Virgin, like, Romany Malco.
I mean, but he's the black person in it.
Oh, yeah, the bald guy.
And also, yeah. He was also in,
he was in one of those shows.
He's
one, of,
like a,
one of those drama shows.
Think like a man. Think
yes,
like a man.
And he was in Tyler Perry's show. He's also played the villain, I think, in a Tyler Perry thing.
He also got, during the pandemic, he also got his independent film funded.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Congrats, Romany.
It's like a very interesting journey.
Come on the podcast and talk to us.
We should.
Anyways, that one was cute. You know, I definitely picked it because it was black.
You know, I do that a lot, and sometimes it does let me down.
This one was cute.
It can
honestly
really let you down on Tubi.
They're in the movie. There's
but
four.
Not Pride the podcast. Also
hello.
Oh, Pride the series. What? Sorry. Go ahead, Ashley. Sorry. I don't know what I'm talking about.
In the movie, there's four kids, and the four kids were like really bratty, and that was like kind of insufferable. Like they were bratty to the point where I was like, I don't enjoy watching.
Well, also like kids. I hate movies like that when it's like that's not how children behave.
Yeah. But I guess they were trying to put, like, because, like, the plot of the movie is, like, he has all this money and then he gets, like, fired right before the holidays. And so all his kids are, like, super spoiled and they're like, what am I going to do without my mansion? Like, that kind of thing.
And the girl whose name you made up, that's his wife?
No. In the movie, his wife is died and it's Lala Anthony's is the wife.
Is the dead wife.
Yes. And then Sonequa Martin-Green
is
the, like the love interest. But yeah, that one was cute. The one that I enjoyed was called Love Hard.
Uh-huh. I don't know if you're...
Yeah, that one was actually like I feel like a little step up from like Hallmark. I mean, you know, still typical.
Listen, sometimes I love a good Hallmark or a good Lifetime.
That's
like,
I do too.
The Merry Little Christmas trilogy is my fucking favorite.
I haven't watched those.
Kelly Rowland?
I know. I see them all the time and I'm like, oh, I need to watch those. So I'll probably do that when I go home.
The thing about Christmas movies, though, is which is really good about them, they are very simple to make. It's really very simple math. Let's check the board. All you have to do is simply tell a story of somebody coming back to town. They've been out of town. They left their little small town. They come back. They see the person they dated
Darrell,
in high school.
Write it.
I know.
That's the one that I watched that was called The Holiday Calendar.
Well,
it had Cat Graham in it.
Yeah,
oh, I love that.
I turned that off.
Oh, well, you didn't like that one?
I also turned off Candy Can Lane, and I'm sorry to say that because I've been doing a lot of promotion behind it with my job, and I just could not.
It wasn't good.
So
we turned off the one that with Ludacris.
Luda.
That one was pretty terrible.
Was that him and Lorel?
Not Dorel, y'all. Don't come for Dorel. It's Lorel. It's the other nigga.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Yeah, I saw that.
We did watch
the trailer. I was like, not doing that.
I watched, we watched the knife. It's a wonderful knife. That was really good.
What the fuck is that?
It's a horror movie. And Justin Long, baby, he can't do no wrong.
I like Justin Long.
I bet you do.
You liked his log?
Catalog. Yeah. That's a hard thing to say.
Justin Long's catalog. I bet it is.
He does a lot of good fucking movies.
Justin Long's catalog.
Fucking Long's movies. Catalog.
He does really good movies.
Yeah, he does.
Have you guys ever seen Go the Distance with him and Drew Barrymore?
No.
Mm-hmm. No.
That movie had me in tears. It's so funny.
Oh, okay.
They seem like a good little match.
Have great chemistry because they were also fucking.
Ooh. They were together at the time. Yeah.
Hey, do your Randy St. Randy impressions.
I just said fucking movies. I looked at Ashley and said, you better shut your mouth or I'm going to fuck it. I love him so much. He's like, yeah.
He's so stupid.
He's really good. Justin,
every time I watch that part, though, I'm like, is this offensive?
No. You know what? Let's take a quick break. And I want to come back and talk about that very briefly about. Okay. Queer and what's offensive to us in movies, and we can kind of like go over that. So everyone go refill your drinks, load your bowls, and let's come back for some more Pride the Podcast.
Hey Pride fam, we would love to hear from you, so please feel free to email us at pridetheseries@gmail.com or DM us on Instagram at @pridethepodcast. Can't wait to hear from you all, and remember to celebrate Pride 365.
DJ, play a Christmas song. I wanna be dancing all night long. It's cold outside, but it's warm in here, and that's the only thing I want this year.
And we're back. Oh!
C-.
No, but we had to look at each other and just,
I was like, yeah, hello.
You're handing out C's all over this podcast.
Well. In the green room, we were trying to decide who's coming back for the second segment, and Ash was like, I can do it. And I was like, no, I can do it. And then we compromised because it's holidays, and we said we'd do it together, and we did.
I love that.
So, you're welcome.
Anyway, Darrell, what?
Yeah, so, man.
Okay, Justin Long, offensive.
So, I think that's a deeper conversation. But I'll make it quick because there's other things I want to talk about.
You said you wanted to talk about it.
No, I know. I'm just saying I'm going to make it quick. Because,
It's going on really just long.
Honestly, you know. Very well. No, I can name be very Dorit Smollett. So, listen. I think it's okay. In some ways, I think that movie was set up to be comedic in that way.
Yeah.
I think you can find some very offensive performances. Sometimes there's some... Listen, I've been watching The Parkers lately and rewatching that. Mike Coulter actually played a gay character in the show. And it is interesting how they, back in the 90s, would take characters and make them highly... what one joke they said, ooh, you highly flammable. And I'm like, what? Like, so they did make characters very, very effeminate because they felt that that's what they were. And like the lesbian characters were always very butch. And I think that that's all they knew. Ashley and I talked about
what year was this though?
So
not that that's an excuse.
The late 90s, 2000s.
Okay. So but, that was like,
it was on brand.
Again, an excuse, but that's,
but it was on brand. We actually watched, Ashley and I together watched an episode of The Parkers. She haven't sat down with me. It was the HIV episode.
Oh yeah.
With Chili. And there was definitely some things that were not off. But then the very last conversation that Monique had with Countess Vaughn's character, Kim and Nikki, they talked about how the leading cause is heterosexual sex, and then it affects a lot of African-American women. And I thought those were some good stats because a lot of times they would blame HIV specifically on gay men. Mm-hmm. So it was great and refreshing to see a take on it, especially coming from two, at that time, very well-respected black women who were on a sitcom that had been going for 5 seasons. So I thought that was great.
So I've been rewatching Will and Grace.
Yeah.
And that's obviously a gay fairy fruity show. But even some of their jokes are mm-hmm. not.
It didn't age well.
Yeah. They're not.
Now,
like,
what's
appropriate.
Will and Grace about?
Some gay shit. Yeah. But gay even shit. Like, even their pro gay jokes are not today's yeah. pro gay jokes.
Right. Right.
Yeah. I mean, we're in a place now where, you know, it's kind of taboo. People don't want to talk about certain things and people don't want to do it. Like, one thing that we've been told, especially on this podcast, is like, they want to hear us talk more about sex. So guess what we're about to do,
no.
people? Yep, we're going to do it.
Terrell, so it's Jesus' birthday.
Right, ho, ho, ho.
Mary so, didn't even have to have sex.
Well, no, but sure. So well, yeah. I want to do, they
it's
just,
not wrong.
Y'all know how we've been doing the Spotify Wrapped and we've been doing the Pandora Wrapped.
You don't wrap anything up.
Right, I do. Don't do that. Don't do that. Edit that out.
now he wants to edit it out.
No, I'm all clean over here.
That's oh, great. I'm so glad.
I thought you were talking about like wrapping presents.
No, he's talking about this tinkerwinker.
I'm talking anyway, about.
I thought we were talking about wrapping presents. I was like, what are we talking about? You
know, oh, y'all are so old.
Okay.
Yes.
So there's a wrap up that came from Pornhub recently, and it's talked about what everyone watches in each area. So could y'all imagine? I only want to talk about a few areas because whatever. Y'all know what New York watches and what their top watches?
Step sibling porn.
No, but that's a great idea. That's up there.
That is very specific.
You know why? Because every time I go on Pornhub, they're like, do you want to watch step-sibling porn? And I'm like, no, because that's weird and it's fucking gross. And I don't know why everybody's so obsessed.
And people are very obsessed with that. But it's body swap here in New York.
What is that?
Yeah, what's that?
I don't
know. Is that like mom swap?
I think I'm
not like
sure.
House swap?
But you know what? We're gonna research
like
that and come back.
Science fiction.
Somebody looked that up on the phone, and we're gonna talk about that.
I'm not looking.
Pennsylvania is big boobies.
Big boobies.
I need to go to Pennsylvania.
Florida is fantasy.
I
yeah, fantasizing
agree
about leaving.
Texas is no. creamy. Louisiana. Mm-hmm, Louisiana.
What does any of this mean?
Louisiana is big black dick.
Is this
surprising.
This is like their most searched.
That's their most searched in Pornhub for the year.
Creamy was
who writes
searched?
In the search bar creamy?
Clearly a lot of people because that's the number one search in there.
I mean, I would get creaming.
Texas, no, like where creamy. Y'all are
past
from.
Tense.
Io, I want to tell you what's going on in Atlanta. Let me tell you so you can know.
DL.
Damn.
Damn.
It is DL. DL is the okay, Atlanta. What's
people.
Going on now?
I know my people.
I mean,
come on, Georgia. What's happening now? It's all of Georgia. I mean,
I knew it. Yeah. Yeah.
And also, so it actually ties. So it's DL and Ebony Solo.
So DL
what about
and
New York?
Dudes wanking.
Yeah, huh?
But what was New York?
Body swapping.
Body swapping.
But
body
I also
swapping, but we don't know what that is.
We also need to compare those stats with the number and demographics of the subscribers.
What does that mean?
Like, who is the main subscriber in Atlanta?
Black.
So
and down low.
I mean, I don't know if that's an option when you click subscribe that you can say that you're DL, but.
You know what DL stands for?
Yeah.
DL Hughley.
Don't do that. Me and
Dominicans lie.
Oh, they do.
I thought it was down low.
No,
it is.
Oh, stop confusing me.
Down low, Dominicans lie.
Okay, got it.
So body swap just is where you like make up and pretend to be someone else. So actually, this kind of leads. Well, hold on. It actually kind of leads into the next conversation because I think the person that's been doing a lot of this is
Brayden.
No, ma'am.
I cannot lie about this body.
No, Jonathan Majors, oh. because he had asked his girlfriend in the text. I don't know if you guys heard that come
he's
out
not from New York.
Uh-uh. No, but wasn't he here when all this happened?
No.
But he lives here, and this is where his Pornhub account is.
Because he definitely asked her to pretend to be Coretta Scott King.
Yes, he did.
And Michelle
That's
Obama.
Not what? He what? Said. That is not what he said. That is not what he said.
Go and defend him.
I'm not defending him. He's a piece of shit. Mm-hmm. But what he said was, you need to behave more like Michelle Obama and Coretta Scott King.
So that's a form of body swapping. It's telling you to switch your mindset with someone else. And then in a lot
of
cases.
I don't know about that.
Well, I mean, look it up and name them. So,
name them.
Name them. Poor Sutton, y'all.
Poor
Sutton.
No, fuck her.
Actually.
Hold on.
I know.
Adam, let's go back.
Let's finish
hold
this
the fuck
Dominican's
up. We're hopping around too
Adam
much.
Adam hasn't
so,
said nothing.
So, wait. He really asked his girl to act. Yes. Like, you need to. You need yes. to.
He's
well,
like,
was
you
it?
Need to be
wait.
Acting more like.
But was it in a sexual?
No,
like, fantasy?
It was to correct
oh.
her behavior.
It, oh well, then no. That
it
has,
depends no. on how she received the
right.
command.
That is absolutely what
sure,
I was about to say.
Sure, but mm-hmm. the context in even in the like when they, when I was reading it, the context was he was correcting what he felt was bad behavior. He was trying to control her.
Right.
It had nothing to do with anything in the bedroom.
Well, and I
well, it all leads back.
Well,
to
it, all. It all leads back because it is a form of. So one example of body swap that people watch is a mother and daughter being forced to act as each other with a third partner in the room. So
what?
Yeah. So huh? the guy.
That's
will
that
go,
more of that step sibling shit. What
it,
the fuck
it,
did
it's
I say?
A, it's a very weird angle from it, but Io's right.
It.
It's just very interesting, and I think that each area, listen, what I learned from that and the reason I brought it up is there's a lot of different fetishes and like all over the world, and some of them like we don't know, and it's very interesting to see. My only thing. And
so what's your famous Christmas cookie?
God damn.
cookie
these cookies.
Oh, no.
Not sprinkle cookies.
Okay, Darrell and I had these, like, soft gingerbread sugar cookies.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
You remember you had one, and they were so good, and we cannot find them at the store. It's like we got them once, and that was it.
Did I have one?
You did, and you were like, these cookies are
delicious.
Oh,
I never got one.
Yeah, they were, like, soft gingerbread cookies with, like,
damn.
Frosting on top.
I was saying what Ohio's was. Ohio,
what is it?
Small dick.
Oh,
that's their top search.
I'm handing
weird.
It back to you.
Oh,
and back to me, Pat.
People search that?
Ashley, we're going to go over this list when we're off this podcast, so you can be shocked. You're going to get mad at some of them.
Don't even.
Well, now I want to see.
I don't know.
Take your time. Go ahead, girl. If you see somebody
missing,
you know, you know what my favorite
Pornhub.
Christmas Porn. Cookie oh. is?
What, Adam?
It's a just like a basic ass sugar cookie, but if it's cut into like a tree or
yes.
like, you know, mm-hmm. but the homemade ones with the homemade icing.
I like those
see,
colored
I like the
red
with
or
the
green.
Sugar sprinkle.
Okay.
Do you yeah. like the ones also you get? Is it Pillsbury where you like bake them and they have like a tree in it?
No, because that's a regular boring ass sugar cookie. Yeah, you heard the fuck I said.
Damn. Just put a bubble in my Christmas party.
You guys, are I good. Might be super bitchy because I just rewatched the season 3 of New York Housewives today with crazy Kelly Ben Simone.
Oh my god!
Go to sleep.
Go to bed.
Yeah, listen.
I didn't watch that.
That's so
what?
Good. We didn't. I didn't
I
watch Housewives
watched
originally because see, I didn't connect. To the New York Housewives at first. You did because they've always been rich, but I didn't. I'm talking to Io, everyone for you listening.
The rudeness.
Yeah.
I connected as well. I'm white. Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
I didn't connect. I just enjoyed watching these horrible white women pull each other apart.
Me too.
Mm. No, y'all had a friend who was on New York Housewives, not me.
Valdez?
Not
yeah.
me. Valdez.
Because he's very close with Sonia. Listen, I'm excited they're coming back
Blonde
for the ultimate. No, but that is our social producer. Hi, Sonia.
That's right. I was like, why does that name sound familiar?
So, but no, actually, they're coming back for the Ultimate Girls Trip, so that's going to be pretty interesting.
Did you know that Ramona was not invited to the premiere party at the New York premiere party?
It's
at
I'm
the
fine
race.
With
because
that.
She's finally done with
her.
With her
racist comments, and she showed up anyway.
Well, interestingly enough, I'm glad you brought that up because
you're
I
welcome.
Think it's great that Bravo and a lot of these shows are holding their actors accountable. They're seeing them make things online, and you know, I've known a couple of other shows to do it. I don't think it's been official, so I can't say anything, but I'll tell you guys in the green room. But there have been some daytime shows who have let people go for their rhetoric, and I think it's great. I think that, you know, people are looking and they're like, listen, you can't be around here saying or doing these kind of things, and it's costing people's jobs all over.
Did y'all watch the new documentary Reality Reckoning on
Not
Hulu?
Yet. Is no. it a documentary? Is it
oh
just
wait, is that the one Becky?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess. I don't know, whatever, like a whatever
series,
yeah.
something.
No, it's like
it's
an
not
expose.
Even series, yeah, something yeah. like that. I didn't want to watch it because I thought, I don't know what I thought, just like everybody just shut up and stop talking about bullshit. But I watched it, and it was, I don't know, I have mixed feelings, but I do think, I guess, with reality TV becoming a thing and a source of income and a job for those that are on it, a more substantial financial stability.
Mm-hmm. If it's used
right, if it's well,
because you
even if it's used wrong, you're still getting paid.
Yeah.
But there are there have become, but and I hate to say this, even though I do love her, Bethany started kind of all of that. The like Bethany Claus, the push that she's doing with Reality Reckoning.
Well, so, I heard that someone was already writing a Vanity Fair article.
Yeah.
And Bethany caught on to that and like jumped the gun.
Great.
I heard that.
I would do the same thing.
I think here's the thing. There's a little bit of what really set a lot of this in motion, I think, for people to start thinking is what happened last year with Scandoval. Like, regardless of anything, that blew up. It became the first reality show that became a primetime Emmy nominee. It was in the New York Times. It got so much.
Well, that's
much,
because they opened the category.
Well, right. Well, fine. But the point being is that show became because of what happened, which happens in a lot of people's regular lives, right? Of like,
and on other reality shows,
but that specifically blew up and it caused so much. I mean, people who had never watched Vanderpump Rules in their life tuned in because they were so engulfed by it. And it's going to be very interesting. I don't know if you guys saw the trailer. I'm coming right to you, Ashley. I just want to say this one piece. I don't know if you guys saw the trailer, but last year on the show, Lala was one of the ones being like, I'm defending you. I'm all for you, Ariana. And then in this current trailer, she says, I don't know how someone can get cheated on and then become God. Because now she's jealous. It's very interesting how that works out. Ashley.
Oh, she's going to be in Chicago. Boo. Continue.
Roxy.
Yeah. So, like, I never watched Vanderpump Rules.
Still don't.
Same.
I still don't. So, for me, I didn't understand why it blew up so much.
Me
like,
neither.
Even, like you're saying, people didn't watch Vanderpump Rules, and because of the scandal, they started watching. Like, for me, I feel like, yes, it was scandalous, but I'm like, it's not, like, reinventing the wheel of scandal. Like, right. It's, like, tale as old as time. So, I just still didn't understand why it blew up so much. I'm like, doesn't this happen all the time on reality TV?
I hear that. Brayden, correct me if I'm wrong on this. It was because no one already liked Rachel on the show, and her only friend and supporter who had been in her corner 100% was Ariana, and then she did that to her.
Yeah, I still don't care.
I think it's just the old tactic of word of mouth.
Like
that's still a real thing. And if like you're, okay, so like I watched it, Darrell watched it, and we're talking about it. You guys don't watch it, but you still know what's going on because we're talking about it, and you're like curious what we're talking about. And like they like word of mouth is like a real still
social media.
A still real
thing. I feel
like
Whoopi Goldberg right now
because you don't care
because you're high.
High.
Well, that's what it is. That edible's got its fist in you, and it's crazy. Fisting wasn't on the list.
Fisting by state. Stop.
That is strange.
That is it.
I think
we're
LA.
Just gonna keep this going throughout the
rest
of the episode.
No, I think it's because fisting's over and done with.
You said who cares? Wait, what did she say?
Who?
Denise.
You know I'm That waiter said, "Yo, Denise Richards is fucked up."
Fucked up.
But I do. So I think that kind of goes into the discussion. You know, we're gonna end on reality and go back to our favorite things of Christmas. Is like, Denise, what we're talking about is the reality TV stars being put in situations where they're being exploited. Hold on. I knew what Denise was talking about.
I didn't.
I knew
didn't
exactly
either.
What she was
Until
talking about.
Until it was brought up the next episode.
Because let's also be clear about this. The last time the Denise filmed on this show and was with this group of ladies, she literally left the camera because they were all talking about outing her for sleeping with Brandy and talking about just say it and do all that. The very next time she saw these women on camera and Dorit asked a question, Dorit's being messy. She's working for that diamond this season because she was almost gone. But Dorit literally she was almost gone.
But didn't she have like a whole like
Smollett
break
in planted
thing?
Herself?
Yeah, she
planted. Did it ever come out that she planted?
She got robbed the second time because she went and took out $10,000 in cash and walked around the store and accidentally left her purse.
And her confessionals that she's doing this season is with the purse that she said she got stolen. Like,
wait,
was stolen
what?
From the purse in the background of her confessional is one of the purses that she said was stolen.
Damn.
Yeah.
Stupid.
And
it wasn't the confessional. It's the background of one of her YouTube something.
That's the same shit.
Yeah. She was confessing to something.
All right. She's working hard for her diamonds.
Yeah. So that is what's kind of going on these shows. It's like she asked her, she was like, so are you excited to be with everybody? Denise, literally the person she had the biggest issue with was Erica and Lisa Rinna. So she was trying to understand how Erica can sit and say, my favorite porn, haha, back to it, bring it back. My favorite porn to watch would be you and Aaron together and having all these sexual talks and being like, I'm so turned on by you, Denise. When Denise walked out of the water, she said, oh, I was so hot. To then go to a place to join forces with Lisa Rinna, who was supposed to be Denise's friend of all these years, and say,
but Lisa Rinna, like every time someone new comes on the show, or
she don't care who it is, because
she'll burn them,
right.
And her friends. So my thing is, Denise was trying to explain this. Now, was she drunk? Was she maybe on pills or something else? 100%.
But the whole thing that Denise was saying that Erica was doing wrong is that she was saying all that in front of her kids.
Ashley,
that too.
No, that kid thing was stupid, and I actually was on everybody. But she couldn't
say it due to contract, because Lisa Rinna's name cannot be mentioned.
Ashley, what did you say?
Right, but that's what I was going to say is, like, you're talking about the Lisa Rinna situation, but what Denise actually brought up was the whole, like, Erica talking about threesomes in front of her kids.
But she couldn't say that, though. But we don't know that. That's one of those things about reality.
She could have said that, but because of all of the reality reckoning and
contracts
movement
and
that they're moving towards, they would have to pay Lisa money.
Yeah.
Right.
And Lisa said for her name not to be brought up, because she's trying to reinvent her acting career, to not be brought up in any mess. They are allowed to show her in flashbacks, mm-hmm. but when it comes to drama that's currently going on, her name cannot be mentioned. And Brandy's name cannot be mentioned right now due to an ongoing lawsuit for alleged sexual assault. Assault of Caroline Manzo from New Jersey.
Question.
Alleged. It's alleged.
I hear what you're saying, alleged. What is she?
So she
who's accusing Hugh of what?
Caroline is accusing Brandy of when they were filming the Ultimate Girls Trip, mm-hmm. Of Brandy like climbing on top of her, grabbing her mm-hmm. vagina and kissing her or trying mm-hmm. to kiss her.
And Caroline
saying she didn't want that. Ugh. But they were apparently playing a game. But
yeah,
Brandy was
Caroline
like,
Caroline the person I'm thinking of?
Yeah, yeah the right. old bitch.
But okay. Brandy, I'm just like, am I thinking of the same person?
But Brandy, like, but Brandy's right thing is
Melissa?
Like, if I did that, and listen, Phaedra, who's a liar, says, listen,
has
I was
a,
there.
Has a, on her second
she
face.
Say, I stand with, like, a lot of people are standing more with Brandy than Caroline, because they were like, we were all there, and that's not what it was. But Caroline, it's just that Caroline, as Adam says, she's old, she don't play those games.
But
don't pretend to kiss me, don't grab my breast, don't grab my vagina, I'm not with it.
But also, we're now, according to Reality Reckoning, if we're now holding production companies accountable for being a corporate workplace, which I guess they should be, HR should step in and take.
Yeah,
but during
HR
the moment, though,
right.
during
HR,
the moment, though,
right.
but they're not supposed
but
to
maybe
be. But
maybe they did.
Are.
HR is
they
bullshit.
Didn't.
HR
it's on
is
camera.
There to protect the company. The HR
but,
does not there protect.
Oh, you're saying like HR needs to go in and they see it and they stop it, like stop filming.
Yes.
That's,
so that's
what happened
what
on Below Deck.
Yes.
Yeah.
They brought
that
up in Reality
Reckoning
too.
Was crazy.
But Leah McSweeney.
Below Deck.
Below Deck, somebody naked trying to get in somebody else's bed.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And production was like, oh, you gotta get the fuck out.
Yeah.
But that's because that was the latest happening after everything.
The Brandy
has
thing happened before the Reckoning.
And so has like the Leah McSweeney mm-hmm. thing. Like she is blaming HR, quote unquote, of Bravo, of letting her get too drunk. So she's saying, why did you let me get to this place?
I hear
production
that,
feeds
but she
them
also,
drink.
Yes.
Right.
I,
will, I will tell
I
you
was,
that.
I was
I had a friend.
That's Leah's argument.
I
but
had a
other people's
too.
Argument is, Leah, you're a grown-ass woman. You're the one who chose
to
take the drink.
And you were the one who
stopped
drinking before the show.
Would you,
that's a spiral conversation.
It is a spiral conversation. That's why it's a whole
people,
thing.
That's why they
like,
give them psych eval.
Would they have let Leah.
That they can easily manipulate.
Ashley's 100% right.
Would they have let Leah get in a car and drive?
No.
It depends on if
I
they
don't
could, if,
I don't know.
It depends
I
on if
know.
They could monitor the situation. I was in a car with an individual that I'm not going to say the names where it was being discussed
nope,
about
say
a show.
The name.
No, I'm not.
It's Christmas.
No, I'm not. But Danita. Basically, production was literally saying, we need to have this drug, and this, and we need to mm-hmm. make sure these. You know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about. And so that was said, and the person I was with was like, we're not doing that. That's crazy. And the other people was like, you're outvoted. We have to, because if not, this show is not coming to air.
Yeah, so it depends on the producer. Like, there are producers out there who be like, no, we can't do this, like, legally. But
have you noticed this season, for all the shows, like, for the most part, not all of them, but for the most part, particularly more expensive shows, like, they've been calling them cars.
Yeah.
They've always called them cars.
No, but like it's been happening more frequently. Like more conversations are happening in the back of Ubers.
If Leah were to say, I'm getting in a car and I'm driving, that's Leah's reality. And if she wants to make the choice being a grown ass woman, that's her real life. So what would producers do in that moment?
Honestly, it would just depend on the producer.
I don't know, but you
could
have,
that should be
a clear line. But you could definitely
line.
Get a, you could, like if she died, like her family could definitely sue.
Exactly, that's the reason why they would want to stop her, because they were like, we don't want to be liable.
That's actually a thing now. Like, I didn't realize that law was in effect. Sunny talked about it on The View. If I go to my job's open bar party, and I step into that party and I drink, and then I go and I harm myself or I'm harmed, my job is liable is just, a lot of people are like, oh shit. And it's like,
but it's been like that for bars forever.
I didn't realize that it was that deep.
Would like to take the risk for the content.
I will say this. I have a friend, but she bartended for an episode of Real Housewives of Atlanta. And was like, they made us make them so many drinks. She's like, there's laws in New York. There's laws in Atlanta, Georgia, like overserve laws. She's like, we were absolutely breaking overserve laws.
Yeah.
Like, she was like, it was crazy.
Yeah. That when I was working on, you know, that show that you and I worked on, Adam.
Oh,
they would
like, how many times did like Adam, you have to go to the store to get like the biggest bottle of Hennessy you could get?
Yeah,
all the time,
a couple times,
right? But then they would have, and I see when cast members get upset. Like, I remember there's a specific one where they had some intervention about her drinking, but it's just like, we know we're like, production literally feeds her drinks,
right. But she can say no.
And that,
yeah,
of course. Well, of course she can.
Didn't somebody sue Dr. Phil?
Bad baby.
Oh, she did.
Who's
she
currently did? Pregnant? So, yes, she. So here's what ended up happening. I love that you brought that up, because of the camp.
It wasn't just her though. It was a guy.
There was a camp that they go to like get better. And at that camp, there was sexual assault.
Oh, that's not what I was talking about.
Oh, you're talking about. Oh,
this guy.
Damn, we were talking about that.
Was brought on to Dr. Phil. He might have been a celebrity, like washed up or something. I can't remember who it was, but like they knew he had a vodka and pill problem, and they like happened to leave vodka in the back room for him.
I heard about that, but that was
so when he came out on stage, he was completely fucked.
Yeah,
they actually combined that into the lawsuit for it. I mean, listen. These reality shows do need a wake-up call and a reckoning. There is the piece.
But they're hotter than ever right now.
They're hotter
than
ever.
So they're not.
But I do understand the portion, I guess, that says, hey, you know what you signed up for.
No, I don't understand that.
I understand that, like, you know you're going to share your life. So if you know drinking and doing drugs and having sex is a part of your life, that might pop up. But I don't think the producer should be helping that along. But that's what they do.
But because, like, you're putting triggers in people's faces.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. That's why they do psych evals of people. They know what kind of people they're casting. Yeah. They do that. They cast messy people or people that don't have their lives together or have these triggers.
Because nobody
problems.
Wants to watch people that have
their
life together.
Yeah, but like to put that in their way just seems really fucked up.
So this is exactly what's happening with Hunter Biden and his investigation. The GOP argument is obviously trying to put Hunter's actions on President Biden and open an impeachment
the
and clear
sins
me,
of the
blah,
father.
Blah, blah, blah. Mm. Yeah. And the whole argument of the Hunter's legal side is he was an addict, and what you guys are doing right now is trying to trigger him more so that he will drink and go back into his old ways, because it's an election year and this will harm Biden's
He defended himself
electors.
The other day, which was
it was great,
pretty brilliant.
And he was like, put me, I will go and testify in public, film it, do everything.
Yeah.
So whatever, he was an addict and made really bad choices when he was on his benders and didn't pay his taxes. He has paid his taxes, and he paid $600,000 on interest because of that. And now
and
he's
what
not an act.
And what I love is he said that, I've shown my taxes, Donald. When are you going to show
when are you
yours?
Show yeah, and when is he going to pay? And when he's going to pay interest on those? He's not. So anyway.
Yeah.
Damn. And apparently their uncle got a big dong.
He do. Frank Biden. My God.
Why do you
how
know
do
that?
Y'all know
because
that?
Oh, baby, pull it up.
Pornhub? No.
Pull it up.
Wait a minute. Do the not. Law offices.
Do not.
The law offices of DDL.
DDHL.
Like we have to talk about sex every 5 minutes. That's what it feels like.
We've done a good job this year of not talking about sex. And now all of a sudden it's Christmas and we're talking about it.
Ho, ho.
We're bursting at.
Frank Biden.
Let me see.
Frank Biden.
Let me get it closer.
That's Joseph Robinette's brother.
Little brother.
I mean, it's fine.
Shit, but a big brother if you see that. Shit.
Where did he post that?
Well, he sent it to someone who was his girlfriend at the time. No. And understand he sent it to his girlfriend that. At the time, and she's his wife now. And he was just like, someone hacked. There's hackers going around. They hacked this thing, but. Wow.
It ended up on, you remember that site, dudes with iPhones or guys
no,
with
I
iPhones?
Definitely don't.
And they would like post their nudes on that site. Mm.
That is so stupid.
It is. But listen, here's what we're going to do. We are actually going to come back. We were actually going to end this segment, y'all, but I talked to Adam Rios, the producer, and he said we are allowed to do one more segment.
We got greenlit for another?
We got greenlit for another segment.
Oh, my
Thanks,
God.
Thanks, Adam.
We only get greenlit segment by segment, not season
no,
by
we
season.
No, you should just right. get lit. We don't get greenlit.
So, everyone, keep it up, and we'll be right back with more.
Is a Christmas tree farm where the people would come to dance under sparkles and lights.
And we're back. Oh.
Who is this?
This is Taylor Swift.
Who?
Christmas tree farm. No, it's a couple years old.
Well, I was saying in the green room, I, Darrell Anthony, am going to be kinder about Taylor Swift in the new year.
Why?
Well, because, thank you, Ayo. I really appreciate you posing the question. But it's because I need to acknowledge the things that she has done for the gay community, things that she has spoke out against. And listen, being just more supportive of women overall, because she catches a lot of shit, especially here recently with her with Travis Kelce. Anytime something bad goes wrong in the game, it don't matter if it has connected to him or not. They're like, well, if Taylor wasn't here, all because she said vote Democrat and fuck Republicans. That's literally what's happening. So I want to acknowledge that part of Taylor. And there are some of her songs I like. So, yeah.
There's a clip from her. I think it's from a documentary.
Miss Americana.
Maybe. But anyway, it was about her talking to her parents about her wanting to come out forward and saying, like, you know, we need to vote because this fool is going to fuck shit up. And her dad was like, no, like, we don't need to take a stand. Like, you don't need to do this or anything. She's like, no, like, stop. And, like, she started crying. She teared up and was just like, I feel, you know, very passionate about this because last time this happened, I didn't speak up, and look what happened. So now I can't. We can't go through this again. So, you know, I need to use my platform for a reason. So I was like, oh wow, that's a side that I've never seen.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, it just is just the music and Travis, because you know, because he's cute.
I don't dislike Taylor Swift, but I don't.
You hate her.
I don't listen to her music. I'm not a fan, but I'm not a like anti.
I know
enough to get that joke.
That was very well played.
Yeah, no, you know a few songs.
Yeah, I know the songs that she comes out with. Like, I don't know anything.
Deep cuts.
Like, I've never listened to a Taylor Swift.
Brandon, you've been like really quiet.
Which I've heard a lot of people say, like, those are her best songs that are on her album. But like, yeah. I don't like her enough to like find out. But I don't dislike her. Like, I'm fine that she exists.
I think you'd be like
you've
me.
Been, yes.
I know that sounds like harsh, but I'm saying like I don't have any like feelings towards her. Like I don't hate her at all.
Right.
I don't even dislike her, but I don't love her.
I think that you are like me. Like, you would listen to some songs and be like, we know more than we think we know about her songs.
Of course. I enjoy her songs that she comes out with, but like, I've never downloaded a Taylor Swift song. I've never listened to her album, but like, I know her songs that come on the radio and I will sing along with them and I'll dance to them or whatever. Yeah. But like, I would never go out of my way to listen to Taylor Swift.
Brayden, how you
feel? You had a lot to say in the green room.
I know. I just got some really bad news. My mom just texted me. So sorry.
Oh, no.
We don't have to talk about it. I'll tell you all later. Okay. I don't care about Taylor Swift. I think she's fine.
I think we have the same feelings.
Like, fine. Like, I'll listen. Yeah. Like, I'll listen to her
song. Yeah. I don't. Like, I won't be like, ugh, Taylor.
It's like, my social media is
inundated.
It's disgusting. And I don't care. Do I think she deserve to be on the cover of Time magazine? Well,
probably not.
Well, depending on the new qualification of who deserves to be on Time magazine is the most talked about person of the year, and I guess
so. That now it's a popularity contest.
Now it's a popularity contest. Yeah. I think she's a fine songwriter. Mm-hmm. I'm glad that someone told her to take voice lessons a few years ago. Will I go see her in concert? No. Why?
I was gonna try.
I would
go
to if
her
I get
movie.
Free tickets.
Yeah, free tickets is fine.
Like, we got free tickets to see the Jonas Brothers.
Ashley, it was so good.
Oh yeah.
I had a great. We were right there.
I would never go out of my way to buy a Jonas Brothers ticket, but like,
we rocked the fuck out.
Yeah, it was fun. It was just good. Like, I don't have a problem with Jonas Brothers, and I know their songs.
I still think
so.
Her like best song was that Tim McGraw song from 20 years ago.
And oh, wow.
She had a barbecue stain and a white t-shirt.
No, that's...
Whoa.
That's neither Taylor nor Tim.
That is Tim McGraw, thank you very much.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
Wow.
That is the only Tim McGraw song that I know.
You're like, that is one thing I know for sure.
And that is period. Well, now has came the moment...
I thought it was
John
Michael McGovern.
No, ma'am, I don't know who that
don't
is.
Don't say his name ever fucking again.
John Michael McGovern?
Okay, Keith Palmer. Because I don't know who that man is. Sorry to that man.
I made Raymond a CD to John Michael Montgomery because that's his favorite. I don't ever want to talk about him again.
Okay.
He's a nigga. So now has come the point in the podcast where we talk about our favorite Christmas things.
It's Oprah's favorite things.
It's ours.
But prize.
You know what? Oprah has come out and admitted that she's
on. I was like, she came out?
Well,
that
not yet.
Ozempic?
No, yes. She didn't name the brand of the drug.
Name them.
Name them.
She has admitted that she is taking drug loss medication to support her weight loss journey.
She said, how amazing is it that in my lifetime, this is available. And
next thing you know, she's going to own Ozempic.
That was good too.
Probably.
It's going to be Ozempic.
Well, I was...
That was a good one.
That was really good. Because his first one had a soft land, and he's like, y'all didn't laugh at the own one.
I like the own one.
I even told him, I said, that's good. He said, no, I won't air it back.
What I say?
We'll have to play it back.
Ozempic.
Ozempic.
Yeah.
Ozempic. That's
own
a good one.
Ozempic or Ozempic?
He said Ozempic.
Well, she's going to have choices. One is going to be
choices.
One's going to be affordable to everybody, and the other's going to be the luxury brand.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so it'll probably be Ope. Because
it's going to be Oops.
Oops.
That'll be the generic brand.
That'll be right. Very much so.
Oops. Oops. We'll you might lose weight. You might not.
We'll get it at Carnarvon's Deli right around the corner.
Right.
I love that. And I was actually bitching the other day when we were at Dyker Heights. It's like, well, they ain't had like the on The View, like Oprah and Fantasia. They ain't been on The View.
They were just on The View.
Well, I saw it yesterday, Brayden.
They did a whole hour.
With them. I was like, all right. I just think it's very beautiful, and I'm very excited to see the movie.
I'm so excited.
Just like on those black women. I believe the director is part of the fam. And it's just interesting to see these black women. They're like, listen, this walk of life can be any person's walk of life. It doesn't matter their race, their gender, their sex, all of that. They're like, but, you know, it's what we're taking. And all of them talked about how they would not have been ready for this at a certain point in life. And I think that that's something we can all take. There are certain things that none of us would have been ready in life if it happened years ago. Like, and it's a beautiful thing. I mean, I think, like, relationships, I think, like, how we do life, certain jobs we have, we wouldn't have been ready for that at the time that we thought we might have needed that.
And I'm still not ready.
I mean, listen.
For anything.
But you're everyone's growing each day.
No, I'm on Ozempic.
Thank you, Oprah.
I'm not growing.
Yeah, or eating. But no, I'm not going to sudden you, Kyle.
Name them.
Name them.
Name them.
No, but what do you guys think about that? About kind of the process and thinking about how things that you may not have been ready for at a certain point in your life, but you kind of wanted it. Like for me, like if I wanted a certain job when I was 18, I was like, I want a corporate job. I wouldn't have been ready for that. Like I
never wanted a corporate job.
I stopped thinking about what I wanted and when I want it and blah, blah, blah. Oh. Because I finally, I think, understood that when you start making plans for yourself,
mm-hmm. God laughs.
Yeah.
Exactly. So
he definitely chuckles.
So I just sit back and enjoy the ride.
Yeah.
Now
that's all you can do. That's
I thought we were talking about favorite things.
Yeah, I was
I'm sorry. I think that was
Oprah over here.
Yeah.
Oprah when, slash you get a car.
Whoopi.
What?
I said you get a car. Hey, both of y'all got excited.
I mean, your question posed the question that you posed made me think of The Office when Aaron was like, "Do you have like a favorite memory from a favorite day or like month, a year when it like if I were like 18 in 1954, like this is how I'd have felt, like that would have been my favorite day." And he was like, "What?
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Like, what are you talking about?"
I mean, do know that the edible is a little bit in charge, but I understand. I do understand what I'm saying and what
Fantasia. I'm not saying you're not making sense.
I know none of you are, but I'm saying like when Fantasia, she originally passed on doing the movie, and
Taraji.
And so Taraji, and they were like, "Why?" And Taraji's was very honest, and I felt she said, "My vocal cords ain't that."
She also got a nose job.
Yeah, she did. We'll talk about that later, allegedly. Mm-hmm. But she was just like, "I know what my vocal cords can do," and like she said, "These are singles. Like I knew what I could
do." She was a little insecure.
She's singing for the actor kind of guy, you know, and she's a singer like that.
But isn't that like so refreshing for me as someone who's been, I've been my life around singers with like Brayden and Ashley and like Corey.
Oh,
and it's like,
that's so nice.
That, but no, that for me.
Interesting that he didn't say my name.
But I think that interesting is that being around that, you like that Taraji described how she's like, "I'm not like, I knew I couldn't do no 8 day, 8 shows a week." She said like, "That's not me." And I thought that was so honest.
Because she can't.
And she can, and that's, and sometimes it's okay to not be able to do
something.
But
this is film and it ain't 8 days a week.
Right,
honey.
But she did this, but she was originally offered the role that Jennifer Hudson got on Broadway. Yeah, mm-hmm. So that's what she was talking about. She's like, "I got offered the role then and was like, I can't, you know." So I think that it's important, I think, as artists and people as we continue to grow, to be like, maybe I just can't do that specifically. You can always strive to learn it, but I think it's okay to say that's not my wheelhouse to do. And that's fine.
Yeah.
Ashley.
Yes.
What's your favorite holiday movie?
We got three questions, right? Is it holiday, three. Food, and we already did cookie. All right, go ahead. Fuck it. I don't care. This episode is sponsored by
Bricks. Edibles.
Canabricks. my favorite, the one I always go back to is the Grinch, the Jim Carrey Grinch. Okay. Not the new one. I don't have a problem with the new one, but
when I walked in today, you did. But
I did not.
When I walked in the house today, y'all all had a problem with it.
Nobody had a problem with it. That ain't what happened. I said that's the highest grossing film, and all Ashley said was literally, "That's interesting because when it came out, it had a lot of bad reviews."
Thank you, Darrell.
You're welcome, friend. We've been around each other. I am your recorder.
Thank you.
So,
my favorite,
The Grinch, and then a close second would probably be A Christmas Story. Mm. And Bill, it's just because I bonded. Huh?
Did you watch the new one?
No, I didn't.
All the cats came back except.
I didn't hear anything about it, so I'm like, well, it must not be great.
Yeah, because it was like crickets when it came out.
They launched it at the wrong time.
They launched it
last Christmas. That's the perfect time. It's a Christmas.
No,
movie.
But now we're in this Christmas.
We're in this year's Christmas.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I still haven't watched.
They didn't launch it during Christmas. It was okay. Weird launching.
I'm gonna tell you this. That movie used to scare the shit out of me as a child. I hate that movie.
A Christmas Story?
Yes. Mm.
To be honest, I don't know if I've ever seen it.
Like, what? It's just a horrible thing. It's one horrible thing happening to children after another. Mm. I hated that movie.
I also watched Love Actually for the first time.
yesterday. I've seen it once, but I could not tell you the plot or anything.
That's why I didn't remember.
Because it's several plots. It's,
well, I know,
like,
but
Love
I
Actually.
There's still
I just,
no conflict. There's not a plot.
There's
really.
Lots of conflict. I enjoyed Love Actually.
Mm.
I also like that writer. He wrote Four Weddings and a Funeral. He wrote Notting Hill. So like I'm very much
I like Notting Hill.
Not
that.
My jam.
You don't like Notting Hill?
That writer.
Mm. But I mean, it's not like my favorite, but
my
I'm
nodding for the listeners.
My favorite Christmas movie is no longer available. And you can't get it anywhere. And it's called A Diva's Christmas Carol.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah! A Diva's Christmas Carol starring Vanessa Williams.
I have a way for us to watch that.
On Tubi? Bootleg?
It's been downloaded.
It's on Vimeo.
Tubi.
You can't buy it?
You might be able to buy the DVD, which I might do because now they're stealing digital things that we've bought.
Starring Vanessa Williams, Kathy Griffin is also in it. Yeah. Rolanda Chili Thomas is also in it. So yeah, at the time that's what she was known as. People, that's why I said
Rashonda.
Yeah, Chili Thomas.
Whatever.
Yeah, I mean that's her name, man. I don't know. I'm telling you what her name is.
Yeah, but you said Rolanda and I said Rashonda. And
oh, that's
I
Rolanda
think,
Watts, but that's
I don't know what her name is actually.
Anyway, fuck it. So it's a great movie.
Her and Matthew, what's his name?
Oh God. That's a.
She's dating Matthew Lawrence.
She is.
Oh
dating.
Yeah, yeah.
My favorite movie, actually of all time. I know I said It's a Wonderful Life earlier, but actually, It's a Wonderful Life with James Stewart. And
that's my dad's favorite.
It's literally.
Did you know that movie was a flop? And the only reason that it's the most popular Christmas movie now is because they let the rights lapse. So like anybody could show it on television for free.
Yeah.
Damn.
And so like everybody did. And now it's like everybody's favorite holiday movie.
Donna Reed was perfect in that. And I think that the reason why for those
I
who,
just,
who grew,
I, the first time I saw it was like two Christmases ago. And I was like, he doesn't get the money back? And no. Mom's like, no. And I was like, and nothing happens to this old asshole who stole it?
No. But when growing up, for those of us in Texas who knew about the antenna, before we got like satellite or cable, you had your little antenna you had to like move. With
the bunny ears.
Yep. Yeah, well, outside. I would have to go outside with a wrench and twist it.
So and the like, Reynolds wrap.
It was crazy. Like, we used to have that, like, in order to, like, get the signal. I was out there in the rain turning it.
Trying to watch It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah, and it felt like such a, I mean, it was a lifetime ago, but that, yeah, anyway. So, yeah, I would watch that growing up, and I saw it every Christmas multiple times, and, like, it was a really good movie.
The first time I saw it was during the pandemic.
Mine, one of my favorites is Jingle All the Way with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
You do Elf? Love that one.
Girl, bye.
He hates Elf.
Yeah.
I've never seen
I
Elf.
Do like it, you're not missing a whole lot.
I love Elf. Elf would be probably like my top five.
Mm.
I am not super into like the grown man acting like a child thing. It kind of skews me out.
I get that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I think like sometimes like I associate my favorite Christmas movie with like a moment and like a memory rather than necessarily how good the movie is. That's why I love, I mean, The Grinch is great. Like, obviously it's a lot of people's favorite, but like, I think it's particularly my favorite because I remember the feeling of seeing it. And like, that was a really great Christmas with my family.
Uh-huh.
So
I think that's why
I love Elf.
My favorite is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer because I watched
the OG cartoon.
The OG.
Yeah.
Watched it very, very, very young with my mom, brother, grandma, like at the whole freaking family.
Oh, for doing that.
And
mine
I was like 3, 4, 5 and have watched it every single year and watch it till this day multiple times every Christmas.
If we're doing that, then mine is a Peanuts Christmas.
I love a Mickey's Christmas Carol.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That one really,
in a million years.
Yeah, that one always like
But the 22
stuck
Minute Grinch
me.
Is also like of all the Grinches. I'm sorry.
The 2018
OG one?
The 22 it's, minute.
Oh,
the OG.
The original.
OG, like with 1960. With Thurl that? Ravenscroft singing, Tony the Tiger singing, You're a Mean
You're
One.
You're a Mean One.
Is it you, Adam, that likes Frosty?
I love Frosty.
Yeah.
Is that the one Braden's in with his little swoop?
No, that's Rudolph the Red-Nosed
Reindeer. No, that's Rudolph.
That is Braden. That is hilarious.
Hair swooped. And he's just talking
Hermie.
Shit. He's like, well, what you
Hermie
do
the dentist.
The dentist.
Why am I just a dentist?
Oh. Oh, my God. Braden, we found your next Halloween costume.
No. Yes.
That would be very cute, actually.
Well, guys, thank
Why
you.
Why don't
you have
I fit in?
Guys, thank you so much for joining us all year long for podcast. You've been here through a lot of different interviews. We've had
Let's pause.
I literally just told
Jarvin. And 3, 2, 1.
Well, guys, thank you so much for joining us this year, for all of our guests we've had, all of our discussions. You've hung in there with us. Come back next year for more fun on Pride the Podcast. We're going to have all new amazing guests, and we're going to have all new amazing interactions for you and the audience. Like, we want to like talk to you guys more. So make sure you are reaching out to us on pridethepodcast@gmail.com and following us on all of our socials. You can follow me at I am Darrell Anthony on Instagram and Darrell Anthony on Twitter. It is safe-ish. You may see some likes, but you know, follow me.
You follow me, Adam Andrew Rios, at the Adam Rios with a zero on Instagram, and at Boxed Wine Poppy with a zero on Twitter and TikTok.
You can follow me at the Fabulous Spinster on X. Oh my God, I said it.
You did.
Wow.
That was like an accident.
It wasn't.
It was an accident.
Ah!
And Instagram. But guys, I'm going to stay on Twitter, and I'm not going to get threads.
Okay. You can follow me on Instagram at Mr. Brain Bradley, or for my professional shawties, you can check out my website, brainbradley.com.
And you can follow me, Ashley Mitchell, at Ashley Aaron M on all social media. Yeah, that's it.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Crummel.
Happy Kwanzaa. Happy Hanukkah. Happy holidays wherever you celebrate. Celebrate.
Celebrate.
Hey,
where did that even come?
I don't know.
Oh.
I
was thinking the edible. The edible has taken over
and
all
also,
our brains.
Happy New Year's to everyone, and we'll see you in 2024.
Ooh, we love God willing.
If you're lucky,
we God love
willing.
You guys. God Bye. Willing.
If the Lord's in the same.
If the Lord. If I.
Bye.